Testing, 1, 2. Oh my God, that's horrible. Fix it. Get that sound down. Okay, there we go, a little better. 1, 2, 3, test. Ready to record. Welcome, friends. Glad you could make it to Tales of Eldalorn Outtakes. Yeah. This is where all the funny stuff happens. I was checking the archives and I found some old clips from the beginning. The thing that was most frustrating is you had to read the whole script without stopping. It was a one-take deal. Why is that, you ask? Well, in the beginning, I didn't have this program to edit the voice with. And that caused a lot of frustration. So pull up a chair and vior. I mean, bearer. Wait. Check in on what we're doing. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Fiona clutched the edges of her pillow, burying her face. She screamed. At first she screamed.
Oh no, that sounds like a dog howling. Not gonna happen. Ah, somebody get a rag. The dog just barfed on my foot. What is that? It doesn't sound like a tree falling. Fiona didn't know what was crawling up her neck. But it was too late. Sorry, I lost my place on the page.
Outside the king's chamber doors, the sound of hopeful prayer sung by tens of thousands of Glyneth voices continued to rise up throughout the whole palace. It flooded out into the land. Elves had gathered in solemn vigil. See, this is why we can't have nice things.
I'm going to save this clip just to prove that this is not a frickin' easy task. And on we go. Still not a tree falling. Look again. Oh my God, start over. That's even the wrong voice.
I must travel. Will you accompany me? Fiona asked Anali.
Yeah, Fiona grabbed a blanket from nearby and wrapped it around him.
Bloody, bloody, bloody. Outside the king's chamber doors, the sound of hopeful prayer sung by tens of thousands of Glyneth... Oh my God. Somebody help.
Where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go? Where? Oh my God.
I'm a little teapot. Da, da, da. All right, I'm waiting.
This is the 1400th time.
Elves had gathered in solemn vigil, filling the palace throne room and beyond with candlelights and tears. I did not just almost say cheers. I did, didn't I? Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Again.
I should stay with my kin, but I still so very, very weary, Fiona. Where's my coffee?
Outside the king's chamber doors, the sound of hopeful prayer sung by tens of thousands of Glyneth voices continued to rise up throughout the whole palace. It flooded out into the land. Elves had gathered in solemn villages. Son of a bitch. I'm quitting now. Well, it was a good try.
Voyeur. That's the word. Duh.